Well, good morning. We are here with Meg. I still call you Meg Randall. Totally fine. So, with Isaiah 55, why don't you just jump in and give us an update about what's happening down there and then what's happening with you?
So right now we actually have a work team with us, a spring break team visiting. So most of us are maybe not at this moment at the mission, but we'll all be here within an hour or so. And they are working on some different projects around our various buildings here in Aquiles. So we're getting ready to do an add-on at Larry's, our community center. Yesterday they cleaned up our garden so we can get that ready for some summer planting. And then our big project that we're all really excited about is in the afternoons today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we're painting a mural on the wall of a store, that's just, I mean, it's not even half a block up from the mission. And it's a mural that Marcus designed, but inspired by some different things that our youth and children who we work with have shared with us. And we actually have several members of our girls and guys youth group who are going to come and help us paint it. So we're super excited. Yeah. And the store actually belongs to the aunt and grandmother of another set of little girls who come to our outreach. So it's definitely a community project and we're really excited to see what that'll look like.
Fantastic.
And then also in our vocational program, I think I put this in the email to you. It had just happened. But after almost 2 years of searching, we have a sewing teacher. So we're super excited. Ana Lilia is actually the mom of some of our students at the deaf school. And she's not formally trained either in sewing or teaching. So she's taking from now until the start of the next school year, just to learn from our ever faithful, sewing. There's a lady who knows to sew here in Aquiles who doesn't want to teach. But she's totally fine teaching one-on-one. So she's getting her up to speed on kind of the different sewing techniques that we're used to using here. And then she's also meeting with Abby, who's in charge of our curriculum development, to do the same training that our teachers at the deaf school go through, which is about how to plan a class and how to make sure that you're incorporating the gospel into what you're teaching. And so I'm really excited for that opportunity for her. She is nominally Catholic, but she's super open. She even told me in the parents class that Abby teaches, she's really interested in all the different things that Abby is sharing with them, and that is really a pure gospel presentation. So I'm super excited to see how this goes. She's very motivated. She wants her kids to be able to have sewing class. And she's just a really kind lady. So we're really excited to see what direction this is going.
That is awesome. So is she teaching in the neighborhood or at the school?
The class is in the neighborhood, but her students will be from the school. It'll be the same kids who are doing carpentry right now. So that's our older kids. I think the youngest one in that class is 13 or 14 through about age 16. So they're kids who typically have more sign, but not always. We have some kids who joined the school recently who don't have a ton of sign, but they're still figuring it out in the carpentry class. And so we're hoping next year to offer them the option of they can take carpentry or sewing, which is what we used to have, and that we haven't been able to have for several years now.
That's great. What a great skill to learn. It's awesome.
And she knows how to sew. She's self-taught. So that's really all that Marbella, our faithful lady here in the community, is doing, is really just helping her put names to things that she already knows how to do and explain kind of the why it works, because she knows that it works, but just, you know, figuring out the basics of that.
Y'all use machines?
Yes.
Y'all have enough machines?
Oh yeah, we have. I don't think y'all would have ever met Joyce Wazinga, but she helped us set up the sewing program. She's a sewing teacher originally, so she had a ton of machines that were donated to us. So we actually have a set of machines that are for classes, and then we have some older machines that once students complete class, if they're interested in continuing to sew, we have the ability to actually give them a sewing machine
Oh, that's great.
that's
That's
there.
good.
Yeah.
All right. So bring us up to speed on you. I know you were putting your prayer request that y'all were still having some issues with the visa.
Oh yeah, that's going to go on for a long time, unfortunately. But we are in the hands of the U.S. government at this point. We've done what we can. So this first step is the one that's the most kind of up in the air as far as it goes. This first step is the one that's maybe the most up in the air as far as the timing goes, because it could be processed in as little as 4 months, and it could take as long as 2 years. But until we get this first step, we can't move on to the next step is actually to set up an interview at the U.S. consulate in Juarez and then get the visa and then move to Texas. So right now we're just hoping and praying for quick processing and for a quick approval so we can move on to those next steps.
That's got to be so frustrating when there's a host of people doing it the right way.
No, honestly, that's not frustrating to me because most people are trying to do it the right way. To me, what's frustrating is, you know, someone who asks for a business visa can get it in 2 weeks, but I'm asking for my husband to come and it's going to probably take 2 years. That's what drives me crazy.
Okay. Well, that's a definite prayer need that we will,
pray
for you guys. Well, how's he doing?
He's doing well. He's actually not here right now. It's his spring break. So he went down to Monterey to spend some time with his family, and he'll be back to spend Easter here with me. so he's with his family this week, and then actually next week I get to go and visit my family. It's a bummer that this time I couldn't go with him to his family, but we're kind of used to me going without him to my family, which is sad. But for the time being, that's what we're doing.
Your family, is it South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Well, that'll be good. So you'll be with them all the week after Easter?
Not quite a whole week. My cousin's actually getting married the next weekend, so I just added a couple of days on in front and behind the wedding to be with them. So I think it'll be 5 days that I'm there. So not quite a week, but pretty close. Yeah.
Well, we have a group coming down in July.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's another church coming as well, but we've got 25 people, and we were slow rolling it, but all of a sudden now, like, there's a bunch of people that I'm having to turn away. But
that's what I heard from Christy. Yeah, we're so excited to have y'all.
Future trips. What are they going to be doing, do you know?
So it'll depend on how the teams before y'all have progressed, but most likely still be working on that expansion at the community center, because I think that's our main, my understanding is that's our main project for the summer. So unless some team comes through and just really knocks it out of the park, that's what you'll be working on. And then we'll also have other projects. I think the week that y'all are coming, I believe that's a week that we're trying to do just a different activity here in the neighborhood with the community, but I'm not 100% sure about that. Christy will be in touch with y'all closer to time, and we have a better idea based on what the other teams have gotten done of what y'all will be working on.
Yeah. They're excited about coming. It's a good group, a wide range of ages.
Oh, fun. We love that. That's always fun.
Meg, I think you had just gotten married when our last group came in 2020. So,
That's right.
Blew by and said, hey, but you weren't there the whole time we were there. John wrote a letter that week. And so we
had
a lot of concrete and brick laying at Ceres.
Block
laying. Yeah.
Block, not brick, block. So we remember.
Oh, yeah.
How are Kate and Nono doing?
They're doing well. They're here right now with the team, and I don't know if y'all would have known this, but they have sheep, and they just had a couple of little twin lambs born over the weekend that are super cute. I got to see them.
Well, we were praying for, we're still praying for Amy.
Yeah, please do.
Development of that, so mm-hmm. y'all keep posted on her.
Absolutely,
Is she planning on having surgery before the end of the school year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What other questions we have around the table? Anybody? Quiet group this morning. It's about to rain here, so I think we're not quite awake yet.
Oh, really? I was going to say, it looks like y'all have on long sleeves, and we do not have that here.
Well, it's just kind of a yucky day, so you feel like it's colder.
Sure.
How's Marcus and Heather? How are they doing?
They're doing well. Marcus is staying here with the team this week, and Heather's kind of back and forth with the kids. The kids are still doing school. I think they already have, they're about to have their spring break. So they're doing their normal classes this week.
Yeah. All right. Well, if nobody has any more questions, Then we can just move to a time of prayer. Is there anything you'd like to add? I know that Rafa's visa would probably be your number one.
Yeah, for sure. That, and also I think we just have a lot of travel among people here at the mission over the next month or so, which is great. But just prayers for safety and that, people going to visit family, people going on vacation, lots of fun stuff going on, some birthday celebrations. But yeah, just to, for the Lord to keep us all safe in all our flying and driving and all of that that's going on.
That's a lot. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, John just noticed that you had said that you hadn't been sleeping very well, which has that gotten any better?
Yeah, I think it will. I have gotten really used to having my husband with me. So I've been struggling the last couple of days, but he'll be back in just two more days and he'll be back. So we're getting there. I was able to sleep in yesterday. I didn't take the morning off, but I bumped my start time back about an hour and got some extra sleep, which was super helpful.
Good. Good, good. I'm afraid that might not get any better with age. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bubba will start it, and Tom will finish up, and we'll just pray around the table for you.
Great. Thanks.
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time to visit with a missionary, and today with Megan and for work there in Mexico. I thank you for her willingness to serve there for these years and for the impact that she's making there. So I think about this ministry and No-No starting it and involvement we in this church have had over the years and continue to have and how it's grown and just how you have blessed it and what you continue to use all the team down there to really make a difference. So I thank you for allowing us to do that. And I do pray for Rafa and this visa. I don't understand these things, but it's just amazing how complicated we in our government can make things when it ought to be simple, and particularly when it's somebody that's making an impact for good in a foreign country. So I pray that they might get it the quick way in 2 months instead of the many years, but I know that the ministry will go on and the work will be done. So I pray for that visa to come. And Lord, I thank you for the new sewing teacher. And I pray that as she learns to teach and as she learns the language, you would encourage her and Lord that she could learn it quickly and she can continue to make a difference there with sewing for the students there. Lord, and the last one here on the list is for sleep. Lord, I can understand that well. So, Lord, a good night's sleep is so important, and I pray that Megan can get that. It says other team members are very tired, and I know that parts of the year that the team is very busy doing a lot of things, and Lord, you would give them the rest they need and give them the energy they need to continue on. So, Lord, again, I just thank you for this work. I thank you for allowing us to be involved in it. I lift up these 25 members going from our church. I think it's in July sometime, and they would be encouraged by what they see, and they would come back with a stronger heart for mission. So, I just, again, thank you for allowing us to be involved with No-No and Kate for so many years. And I do lift up the transition, Lord, as look for a new leader to replace No-No and Kate, which would be very hard to do. But, Lord, you would make that known to the board or the group looking for that person so that this ministry can continue on. So, again, I just praise you and thank you for the work that's being done here. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Lord, I pray for Meg and just all the activities that she has going on down in Reynosa, Lord. It's so encouraging to hear that there's a team there now helping and serving with them. And so encouraging to hear of the more teams coming and all the activities, the sewing teacher, the carpentry class, and all the things that influence that neighborhood with your hand on each and every part of it, Lord. Just we thank these thankful that there are people that are serving like Meg each and every day, and just pray over her for safe travels coming up. She goes to see her family.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to talk to Meg this morning, and we just ask that you continue to bless her and Rafa and their ministry there. We pray that you will open doors and put his visa application in the hands of the person that will get it done quickly, Lord. And they've been so patient, and we just ask that you will move that through the process so that they can have freedom to cross and to come and visit her family, Lord. We ask that you be with them as they travel, and Rafa, as he's away now with his family, and give him renewed energy to come back and to serve there some more, Lord. We just ask you to be with the team members that are preparing to leave from Trinity to go, Lord, start preparing their hearts for the mission that they will be asked to do while they're there, and just the impact that they can have on each other, and to learn from those in Reynosa what it's like to serve others. We just continue to pray for the safety of all those in Isaiah 55, Lord. We pray that you will give them strength and energy as they move into the busy season there. In Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, I agree with these prayers. We are grateful for this opportunity to talk with Meg, and I pray that you would bless Meg and Rafa and their marriage, even as they work together in different ways and to serve you, to glorify you. We do pray that you would bless their, just open the doors for Rafa and the visa, and pray for the team that is there this week, working, and that it would be a profitable week for that team, in terms of what they accomplish there physically, but that you would continue to grow them spiritually as well, as they see your hand at work through the ministry that Isaiah 55 is. And so we thank you for that, for the coming teams in future weeks and months, and pray that you would continue to bless this ministry. Thank you for the school for deaf children and the ministry that is to the parents as well. We pray for the teachers there. We pray for the neighborhood ministry as it continues to grow and as the makings of a church plant are in progress. And Lord, we lift this to you, desiring to see you glorified through these different ministries as people come to faith. We pray for the search for leadership, and ask that you would bless that as well, and that you would provide the right executive director to step in and oversee the ministry, even as it continues with the many, many people that are involved and as a part of the team there. And Lord, we are grateful once again for what you're doing through Isaiah 55. And just ask even for us here that we would glorify you in this day. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's great to see y'all.
Good to see you this morning.
Y'all have a great week.
Y'all too. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.